Control Alt Educate, Episode 1, Rewiring the Classroom, Micro Bits to Macro Change. In today's episode, we're going to focus on how technology is reshaping the way that we learn and the way that we teach young people within a hybrid learning environment. And what does it really mean to be digitally literate? The first thing I want to touch on today is redefining digital literacy. What does that term actually mean to us as educators? In the book Bringing Technology into the Classroom by Gordon Lewis, he states that technology is nothing without a teacher or a plan. And if we refer to our standards for registration in Scotland, educators are focused on creating a learning environment that's both stimulating and reflects ongoing learning. So by choosing appropriate resources, such as digital technologies, and ensuring that these digital technologies that we're picking are actually transforming and both challenging pupils' cognitive skills and understanding. So digital literacy is no longer just knowing how to use a device such as a phone or an iPad within the classroom, or a certain app such as our Google Drives, our Google Classrooms. It's about critically understanding and having ethical awareness about how we are using this tool to contribute meaningfully in our digital learning classroom, in our hybrid learning environment. And Sir Ken Robinson, in his Changing Education Paradigms talk, he challenges us to rethink education and see how technology is not to replace traditional pedagogy, but rather see it as a tool to support our thinking and promote collaborative learning. I think for me, as I further develop my understanding of digital literacy, it's almost as if teachers have a ethical responsibility and to put that in action. So digital tech isn't neutral. So considering the ethical considerations such as student privacy, so who owns that data, and when using apps like Soundtrap in music education or YouTube, sometimes we unknowingly share personal data. And so we need to understand our GDPR guidelines and prioritize that privacy of pupils. Ensuring child safeguarding, so making sure that we are using clear, acceptable use of policies and parent engagement when we introduce different digital platforms. So for myself within music education, implementing QR codes that lead to YouTube videos so that pupils are independent within the classroom when I'm not working with their specific group. Their parents and carers are aware that they are logging onto YouTube using their digital device. And also ensuring that pupils are developing digital citizenship skills. So for example, within music, ensuring that we are including and respecting other composers' work and copyright within the music industry. And I think the main thing for me is, whilst, for example, like the Inspire Learning Programme in the Scottish Borders, even though it's a progressive system, it's not always going to be equal within the same classroom. Somebody might have a broken laptop or a broken iPad. Somebody might not have remembered to bring it in. So even in a more high SIMD area, we still can have that digital divide and that attainment gap within the classroom. So for myself as an educator, the digital literacy skills are more about, how am I creating an inclusive, creative, and ethically sound environment for pupils to integrate technology successfully? And I definitely refer to the SAMR model and the TPAC framework to sort of guide that at the minute. So overall, digital literacy can't just be about how we are using technology. It needs to be about the systems behind the screens, the algorithms, the data trails, and understanding, as Anthony Elliott highlights in The Culture of AI, how it already makes decisions about what we see, and in the music world, what we listen to because of algorithms. Are we choosing what we're listening to, or are we being very passive and listening to what is being put in front of us? And I think that goes the same for within the classroom. Are we being active learners? Are we being passive learners? Because technology, when used properly, should enhance and transform the learning experience within the classroom. So I'll leave you with this. What does digital literacy mean in your classroom?